Fighting Selfishness by Betsy St. Amant Haddix, read by Leah Martin. Today's Bible verse is Luke 22:24. A dispute also arose among them as to which of them was to be regarded as the greatest. Selfishness lurks in the corner of every man and woman's heart. We're born with a sin nature, and nothing reveals this depraved situation quite as much as our inherent selfishness. Even after regeneration, after confession, repentance, and salvation through the blood and power of Christ, selfishness is a constant battle we fight in our flesh. And the disciples were no different. In the verses leading up to Luke 22:24, the disciples were seated with Christ for the Passover supper. This was a very intimate, important evening. Jesus was about to be crucified. This was their last opportunity to spend time with him and learn from him. But what did they do? They started bickering over who of them was the best. We can roll our eyes, but we know the same tendency lurks in us. We crave recognition. We desire to be the best. We want to be held in higher regard than the person next to us. Selfishness starts young and never goes away. Think about this. When you were a child, you either played with this kid or you were this kid. You know, the one who insisted on only playing the game they wanted to play. You were a teenager and you wanted to eat at the restaurants you wanted to eat at, or only see the movie you wanted to see. Even today, I fight extreme irritation when one of my children or my husband interrupts me when I'm writing or trying to complete a task. Thoughts like, "Don't they know how important my schedule is?" raid my mind. Sometimes I must remember that my first duty isn't to my paycheck or my hobbies, but to my family. Why? Because I'm selfish. And so are you. Yikes. The good news is, we have the power to overcome sin through the Holy Spirit. In the English Standard Version of the Bible, Romans 8:11 says, "If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through the Spirit who dwells in you." We're capable, through the Spirit living in us, to defeat selfishness. We won't get it right every time, but our hearts should desire to beat this sin of selfishness that hurts our relationships and interrupts our fellowship with the Father. The next time the urge to be selfish pops its ugly head up, take a breath. Recognize it for what it is, sin, and pray. Ask the Holy Spirit to sanctify your heart. The shift might not happen overnight, but as time goes by, you should start noticing change in this area. It's easy to indulge our flesh, to live out the desire to be first and to insist on being so. But Jesus said otherwise in Luke 22:25-26. "And he said to them, 'The kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and those in authority over them are called benefactors, but not so with you. Rather, let the greatest among you become as the youngest, and the leader as one who serves.'" In this upside-down kingdom, the first will be last, and the last will be first. Jesus says in Luke 14:11, that whoever humbles himself will be exalted. As Christians, we should focus on serving others rather than clamoring for the best seat in the house. Trust the Lord to exalt you in due time as you strive to exalt him always.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hey friend, I'm Brooke McLaughlin, host of the Everyday Prayers podcast, a ministry of Million Praying Moms, and I'm here to invite you to partner with God for the hearts of your children on the daily. Our goal at Everyday Prayers is to help moms understand and pray God's Word. Join us each weekday as we share insights from God's Word for today's Christian mom. Tune in to the Everyday Prayers podcast in your favorite app or by visiting lifeaudio.com.